blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some traveling, we'll salute our veterans, but beyond that, who knows? It's not normal around here. That being said, have you noticed anything different already? That's right, we've got a different version of Avalon, our theme song, this one by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra from 1928. And the reason is we're live here in the KISL studio, and I've been doing some traveling and didn't have time to assemble my regular theme song by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. But we'll get through this, and who knows, we may have a new version of the theme song. Anyway, I mentioned traveling, and last Wednesday, I drove to Monterey for a business meeting that lasted until Thursday afternoon. Friday, I spent a nice time at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and then drove back on Friday, getting home very late Friday night, about 11 o'clock, and turned right around at 4:30 in the morning to drive down to Long Beach to hitch a ride on the tall ship Tolly Moore to come over to Catalina. And so now we're here at KISL for this edition of the show. So because I've been traveling, this first segment of the show is all about traveling. Here is Mills Blue Rhythm Band.
Thank you. the woods and forest glades. Gypsies love to ramble, tread the grass as dewy blades. Bend the twig and bramble, free to roam the lanes and byways, bridle paths and lavish highways, journeying the roads and highways till the twilight fades. My garden the gorse, my carpet the flowers, I travel the road, who cares? My candle the moon, my pillow the leaves, my slumber the night, all shares. The lark in the sky to call me at dawn, the scent of the breeze to bid me good morn. A gypsy am I, a wandering by, I travel the road, who cares? Autumn spreads her perfume rare, russet leaves are falling, larks and linnets in the air to the air are calling. To her bed the moon is wending, day to gypsy folk is sending, skies are blue for that unending journey, who knows where? My garden the gorse, my carpet the flowers, I travel the road, who cares? My candle the moon, my pillow the leaves, my slumber the night, all shares. The lark in the sky to call me at dawn, the scent of the breeze to bid me good morn. A gypsy am I, a wandering by, I travel the road.
My wife out to dance, you no good rat. You stole my wife out to dance, you pop-eyed hound. You stole my wife out to dance. You brought her back without a pants. I'll be glad when you're gone, you know.
I wanna know what is that you got to spell on you.
You beg my wife for watch and chain, you hound. You beg my wife for the watch and chain, you dog. You beg my wife for the watch and chain. This is your chance to shake that thing. I'll be glad when you're gone, you spell the mule.
I sell bull-legged woman like a snake in the grass, a hound. Well, a bull-legged woman like a snake in the grass, you dog. A good food lies on the yes, yes, yes. I'll be glad when you did, you know.
I peep through the kill and look, you're no good rat. I peep peep through the keyhole and look, your Popeye fool. I peep through the keyhole and look, what you was doing wasn't in the book. I'll be glad when you're gone, you're no good rat.
I went to the river and I couldn't get across, you dog. I went to the river and I couldn't get across, you dog. I went to the river and I couldn't get across. I jumped on your brother and I rode him for a horse. I'll be glad when you did, you dog.
Traveling music. That was Mills Blue Rhythm Band, originally formed in Harlem in 1930 as the Coconut Grove Orchestra, led by Bingy Madison. That was Weary Traveler. When Irving Mills became manager in 1931, the name of the band was changed to Mills Blue Rhythm Band, but it was also known as Blue Rhythm Band, Blue Ribbon Band, Blue Rhythm Boys, the Blue Racketeers, Earl Jackson's Musical Champions, Duke Wilson and his Ten Blackberries, King Carter's Royal Orchestra, and Mills Music Makers. The band was based at the Cotton Club in Harlem, and they recorded about 150 sides for a variety of labels before disbanding in 1938. Weary Traveler was written by British jazz musician, composer, and author Spike Hughes, who was born in 1908. He played double bass and, in addition to jazz, wrote operatic scores. He led the recording group on the Decca label, credited as Spike Hughes and his Decca Dents, a name he didn't particularly like, and he managed to get it later changed to Spike Hughes and his orchestra. After Weary Traveler, it was Weary Traveler from 1933, it was I Travel the Road. That was Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra with Peter Dawson taking the vocal. Bass baritone Peter Dawson was born in Australia in 1882 and was noted for singing Songs of the Sea. I may have to find some of those for next week's program. I Travel the Road was written by Pat Thayer, who also brought us The Road of Dreams in 1926, and I Fell Head Over Heels in Love, which was recorded the following year by Johnny Hamp and his Kentucky Serenaders. After that, it was Prince Albert Hunt's Texas Ramblers from March 8, 1928, and Traveling Man. Archie Albert Hunt, known as Prince, was born in Terrell, Texas in 1901. It may be Terrell or it might be Terrell, Texas, in 1901, and was a breakdown, stunt, and comedy fiddler who performed with Chief Wahoo's Medicine Show. Traveling Man was from his first session with OK in San Antonio, at which he admittedly, quote, was drunken as a hoot owl. He died at age 30, shot to death by a jealous husband. And we finished up that traveling set with Ted Weems and his orchestra from October 14th, 1924, and Traveling Blues. That was written by Dewey Bergman and Ben Russell. Dewey Bergman played piano in the band and was also known as Don Osborne. He wrote Lonesome Gee, I'm Awfully Lonesome. Ben Russell also wrote Mama Like You and a Papa Like Me, and You Didn't Care When You Broke My Heart, So Why Should I Care Now?, which was recorded in 1923 by Elliot Shaw. Elliot Shaw, of course, is a member of the Shannon Quartet and appears on the cover of the newly released CD, The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, Early Barbershop Quartet Recordings, 1925 to 1928, for which yours truly wrote the 40-page liner notes. It's available at www.rivermontrecords.com, either by itself or as part of a special package, so I urge you to check it out. That's rivermontrecords.com. And to whet your appetite a bit, here's a track from the CD.
On Sunday night, 'tis my delight and pleasure, don't you see? Meeting all the girls and all the boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlor to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home. Behind the grammar schoolhouse, in a double tenement, I live with my old mother and always pay the rent.
A bedroom and a parlor is all we call our own,
and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home. On Sunday night, 'tis my delight and pleasure, don't you see? Meeting all the girls and all the boys that work downtown with me.
There's an organ in the parlor to give the house a tone,
and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home. Such dancing in the parlor, there's a waltz for you and I. Such mashing in the corner and kisses on the sly. Oh, bless the leisure hours that working people know, and they're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home.
on Sunday night, 'tis my delight and pleasure, don't you see? Meeting all the girls and all the boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlor to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's Home.
From June 17th, 1926, that was Maggie Murphy's Home by the Shannon Quartet. That's from the newly released The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, on the Rivermont Records label, for which yours truly wrote the liner notes. You can check that out at rivermontrecords.com. Maggie Murphy's Home was written by Edward Harrigan and David Braham, and Ed Smalley was the pianist on that recording, with Ed T. King on the organ. Now, what I didn't include in the notes about that song on the CD, so which I can share with you here, is that percussionist, conductor, and A&R man Edward T. King, A&R standing for Artist and Repertoire, worked for Columbia and Zonophone Records before joining Victor in about 1911, and from 1915 to 1920, he managed Victor's foreign department and is the man who hired Nat Shilkret, whose name you hear quite often on this show. Nat Shilkret became the manager of the foreign department at Victor when King was promoted to director of light music. Edward T. King has about 2,000 entries in the encyclopedic discography of Victor recordings, including 134 as an organist, 473 as pianist, and a whopping 1,395 as conductor. In 1926, shortly after this recording of Maggie Murphy's Home was made, King went back to Columbia Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. And we're here live in the studio at KISL in Avalon. And today is, of course, Veterans Day, so I want to acknowledge and thank all of the veterans out there, but in particular, my son Kevin, who was in the Air Force, my nieces Jamie and Jessie, who were both in the Navy, Ross, who was in the Army and is currently in the Army Reserve, Herb Sir, who was a commander in the Navy, Christine, currently in the Navy, and especially my dad, Major Frank Robison, who served in Europe in World War II as a reconnaissance pilot. At the time, the Air Force was the Army Air Corps, so here for my dad with best wishes is Alvino Ray and his orchestra with the Army Air Corps song.
Climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we dive, spouting our flame from under. Off with one terrible roar. We live in fame or go down in flame.
Boy, nothing can stop the Army Air Corps.
Clear! Clear! Contact! Contact!
Of those who love the vastness of the sky. To a friend we will send a message of this brother man who fly.
Thanks to those who gave their all of old. The sound we roar is for the rain.
we go into the wild sky yonder, keep the wings level and true. If you live to be a gray-haired wonder, keep the nose out of the blue. Flying men guarding a nation's border, we'll be there followed by more. In echelon, we carry on.
Boy, nothing will stop the Army Air Corps.
On a dead man's chest,
yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
Oh, we've got the Navy Blue. Seacup and Taylor, Captain and Sailor, we've got the Navy Blue. Surely we sure can use, for we get no chance at love or romance. We've got the Navy Blue, though our eyes see many a new love, still our hearts know only one real true love. Over the sea we cruise, New York to Shanghai, lonely, and that's why we've got the Navy Blue. Thank you.
The Marines.
Come on, gang, just tell it to the Marines.
Tell it to the Marines when you're feeling low. Tell it to the Marines, they'll be glad to know. They never yet have known defeat. If you need a corps that won't retreat, tell it to the Marines.
Tell it to the Marines when you're feeling low. Tell it to the Marines, they'll be glad to know.
They're first to fight on land or sea. If you want to keep your country free,
tell it to the Marines. They have no place for nervous wrecks among your uncle's leathernecks. Hey, hey, hey! Tell it to the Marines when you need a friend. Tell it to the Marines, then your worries end.
Perhaps I don't know what I've missed, but up to now I haven't been kissed.
Tell that to the Marines. I like to work all night and day, and I never look for extra pay.
Oh, yeah? Well, you tell that to the Marines.
Away in the country now, but I'm behaving anyhow.
Uh-oh, you better tell that one to Sweeney.
What do you mean?
Their uniforms are snappy togs, cause they're the fighting devil dogs. Hey, hey, hey! Tell it to the Marines. Tell it to the Marines.
We carry water in paper sacks. We love to pay our income tax.
Tell it to the Marines.
Kay Kaiser and his orchestra from 1941 and Tell It to the Marines. That was preceded by Hal Kemp and his orchestra from 1929, so a pre-war song, The Navy Blues. That was written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert. That was preceded by Abe Lyman and his orchestra from 1940 and You're in the Army Now. And we started that Veterans Day set with the Army Air Corps song, Alvino Ray and his orchestra, with Bill Shallon and the King Sisters doing that vocal from 1942. Now, please don't think I'm slighting the United States Coast Guard, but there really aren't a whole lot of songs, vintage or contemporary, about the Coast Guard. But actually, I have a lot of contact with the Coast Guard because of our tall ship, the SSV Tolley Moore, and my compliance role in that, making sure that they're complying with all the Coast Guard regulations. But I do want to pay particular attention and acknowledge and thank Doug, who is now in the Coast Guard and stationed in Texas. So there's your Veterans Day segment on This live edition of Rapidly Rotating Records from the massive KISL studio complex here at the City Park in the Greenhouse in Avalon, Santa Catalina Island, California. For our next couple of segments, there's no rhyme nor reason at all to how these are put together. I just put together some hot dance band records, and we'll start with the Lucky Devils and Waiting for You.
Charleston and hog or kiss, and all I ever get is this and hog.
It's hoodly doo 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 is all he knows. Hoodly doo doo doo, then off he goes. Most every girl he gets some love and petting. A pity me, since all I'm ever getting is hoodly doo 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 for my sweetheart Joe. Never knew I could be so blue, 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 blue. Cupid comes around and makes my poor brain hum, while my heart is beating like a big bass drum. But instead of smacking lips, he tries to snap his thumb with his hoodly doodle doo doo doo. You can't live on hoodly doodle doo doo doo.
Lower, please. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. Lisa loves Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. She don't care much for Pixby, 99. Pickles, sauerkraut, she loves cheese with pumpernickels. Every night she whispers, Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. I feel there's something wrong. Instead of woman's caressing, all she keeps doing is pressing. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches, all day long.
I don't know about you, but I just suddenly got a craving for a hot dog. That was Al Lentz and his orchestra, with Al himself providing the vocal on May 17, 1927, with Frankfurter Sandwiches. That was written by Harry Pease, Ed G. Nelson, and Al Dubin. Frankfurter Sandwiches was preceded by Sweet Someone. That was Paul Ashe and his orchestra, with Milton Watson providing the vocal on June 8, 1927. Sweet Someone was written for the Broadway, for the film Love and Hisses by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. That was preceded by Irving Aronson and his Commanders, with the trio of Irving Aronson, Phil Sachs, and Harold Saliers, with Hoodle-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo-Doo from June 23rd, 1926. That was written by Harry Link and Roy Turk. And we began that third segment of Rapidly Rotating Records with The Lucky Devils, a pseudonym for Willard Robison and his orchestra, with Waiting for You from June 21st, 1927. That was composed by Jack Stillman, and the vocalist on that was Fred... the vocal duo was Fred Wilson and a person whose last name was McClelland, and I believe it was Stanley McClelland, but I'd have to research that. Wilson and McClelland were two-thirds of the Jolly Trio, which did vocals for other bands besides Willard Robison. So that was that third segment. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon. We're also on the Wellsford Country Radio Network in 105.8 FM in New Zealand, and we're available anytime at all you'd like to listen at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and we're also on iTunes as a podcast, and invite you to subscribe to that iTunes podcast. For our final segment here, we're going to start with Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra.
Thank you. is the moon, good night. How I wish I could hold you tight. It was just twilight time when you promised me that you were all mine and would always be. I'm alone with the moon above, and he knows you're the one I love. Every beam seems to say that you'll come back someday when the sun bids the moon good night.
You gotta love that Joe Green xylophone. Joe Green and his orchestra with When the Sun Bids the Moon Goodnight. Harold Van Imburg was the vocalist on that April 13th, 1933 recording, and When the Sun Bids the Moon Goodnight was written by David Oppenheim, Ira Schuster, and Little Jack Little. That was preceded by Railroad Man, Frank Westfall and his orchestra from March 29th, 1923, an acoustic recording. Railroad Man was composed by Elmer Scoble. And we started that final segment of Rapidly Rotating Records with Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Hotel Biltmore Orchestra and Lowdown Rhythm. June Purcell was the vocalist, May of 1929. June Purcell also sang and danced to Lowdown Rhythm in the film Hollywood Review of 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.